Welcome to the number one podcast out of Leander, Texas. We're live in Bad Sam Studios. This is the Whiskey and Whiskers podcast. We're your host, Chris.
We got CT on here.
Whiskey Wizard Matt.
And Blake.
All right. Cool guy of the week. You ready? 12-year-old kid walks into an Outback Steakhouse, says, "Yo, give me a beer." And they give him a beer. So apparently, I guess he orders like 14 more because the story is this 12-year-old is hungover from his trip to Outback. Now, I have a lot of questions. First being, like, did he drive to Outback? You know? Or did he walk? Did he ride his bike? Because I feel like that's a dead giveaway if you ride your bike up to Outback.
Bro, they all got electric scooters these days.
Did it say he was by himself?
So he scootered? I don't know. It didn't say. I didn't read it, probably.
But who's serving a 12-year-old? What a legend just to
walk up. He scootered McGavin his own ass to fucking Outback, got a steak and a bunch of beers, and then got busted because he was throwing up the next morning.
Or which, just the proper way. I need a steak, medium rare, and a beer. I don't need any sauce. Fuck out of here.
They're like, "What would you like for a side?" He's like, "Bitch, more beer. A steak and a beer."
A beer? How'd you miss that the first time?
How about a shot, sugar tits? Let's go.
It's on me.
Y'all remember back in the day, though, when you could go with your parents and you sit there and your parents could actually serve you a beer while being there?
Yeah.
You can still do that. You can actually take your kids up and Planet K and buy them a vape.
Yeah, in this world.
Dude, I remember being...
people wouldn't give a fuck. Like, hell yeah. You'd have
that. We were shitbag white trash. So, like, I remember riding in the truck with Dad. And he was like, "Dad, isn't it illegal to drink and drive?" And he's like, "No, it's illegal to be drunk and drive." I'm like, "Oh, shit. It's a fucking lawyer over here driving a 1992 Isuzu pickup."
Fuck yeah. I remember that truck. Is it illegal for me to be drunk while you're drunk driving?
Because I'm 12.
Also, Outback Steakhouse is shit. I don't have my birthday there.
Yeah, I think they changed the law. Well, I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe he just totally gaslighted me. Like, at some point, he stopped drinking and driving. But
are you sure?
He was like, "Oh, no, you can still drink and drive. You just can't be drunk." And I was like, "Oh, shit, that's smart.
You know the secret? I'm not that drunk."
It was illegal the whole time, wasn't it?
It always works until it doesn't, you know?
I remember my dad, too, would be like say he had to go drive to drop me off. Like, he lived in Houston and my mom lived in Austin. So if he had to go over to drive to Austin, he put, like, two beers in this little, like, igloo cooler that could only hold, like, a six-pack.
Roadies. You know?
And then he'd put one in his koozie and he'd drink, like, three beers on the way over there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he drank more on the way back.
We all grew up with that. It wasn't until the late 80s that they were like, "Hey, y'all cannot do that anymore."
I'm pretty sure my first phrase as a kid was like just understanding, okay, was it uno más cervezas, por favor?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all the Spanish I knew.
And then revert back to English. Pass it low. Pass it low.
He yells at you because you lift it up like above the window.
Oh,
you
fuck, know? Dude. That's grounds for turning the car around. Get spanked. Someone's getting fucked up for that.
I know in San Marcos, they had like a drive-up daiquiri.
Oh, Eskimo thing. Hut.
Yeah, Eskimo Hut.
Yeah, you could get kegs from there back in the day.
Oh, you could? Okay.
San Marcos is pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't go down
I think Alvin anymore, Ords but... is still there in taproom.
So for all the times that I watched my dad drink roadies, there was one time we were going somewhere and he had a Jeep Wrangler, right? So like doors were off, top was off. You know, I'm in the back and him and my stepmom were in the front. And he's actually not drinking a beer this time. It's like middle of the day. He's got a Pepsi. But like he's driving like kind of through this small town and he like slams the Pepsi and then like crushes the can. And he would stick the empty cans back underneath the rear seat. In a Jeep, it just makes sense. Also, they'll blow around if you don't like secure them.
Physics and shit.
Yeah. And sure enough, as soon as he stuffed that can back there, freaking cop lit us up, pulled him over, and was like, "What were you drinking? I saw you were drinking something." I was like, "Holy shit, dude. What are the odds the one time that they get pulled over, it's not actually a fucking beer, man?"
Lucky stars, man.
Now you just get the big gulp, like 42-ounce motherfucker, and then you dump the beers in that.
No, don't do that, dude. You don't want to mix your alcohol with the styrofoam. That shit will make you sick. I learned that the hard way.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's that shit that people need to hear. Yeah, this is
that's important. Don't do that. It will make you sick. The alcohol like corrodes the styrofoam.
It kind of melts it.
It's
probably
not a good deal, and it makes you really not feel well.
Maybe that's what happened to this 12-year-old.
Here's what you do though: you take the cup and you take the 24-ounce beer and you drop it in the big gulp cup,
and then slide the
and
straw
put in. The lid on top and slide the straw in, and then you just drink the beer out of straw, which is underrated, dude. I highly advise drinking beer.
It's double insulated. Mm. Physics and shit again.
Well, you know how much more liquid you consume through a straw than you do through like trying to just gulp that shit.
It's crazy. When they give you the big straw, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, no, that's super real. Honestly, I have this idea for doing a DOS boot where instead of tipping it over, you just stick a big ass fucking Slurpee straw in that bitch and go to town. Or like a boba straw. You know the big fat boba straws?
Yeah, but that is kind of a bitch move.
It's like a marble throw.
It is. It is, but.
Drinking out of straws,
like
it would even the playing field a little bit.
It only sucks if it doesn't work, type of deal, though, maybe.
Kind of a win and a lose situation.
Well, you got to drink it through a straw. And
dude,
like
you
but
suck.
Do you? Yeah.
Do you? Like, and now we got question, man. Why'd you
win? You think you could slurp down a whole boot through a straw in like 14 seconds to win?
It's going
to
make you think about it.
Ooh, I think maybe if it's one of those fatty straws, you might be able to pull that off, dude.
You'd have to be like 14,
dude,
15
you
seconds.
You know how fast I can suck down a soda with a straw?
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous, bro.
You get it with ice in there, too? You're not accounting for the ice.
You can't put ice in the boot. That actually wouldn't be fair because that's technically less boot.
One of those shake straws, you know, that you like drink ice cream through?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
The boba is
the
like boba's
the real
same,
fat one, so you can suck up the balls.
I mean, they're like.
You know what I mean?
See, it's getting worse, dude. And okay, back to this 12-year-old. Did it come up with a picture? Do we have a because he's a minor, obviously, there's a chance that we don't got a name, obviously.
No, but we can make it up. What did he look like? What did he look like?
The kid that you're questioning if he's fucking 12 on the football field because he's fucking 6'6", 250 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And he's 12. Yeah.
He's like the center.
And you're like, well, I'm not going to question that guy.
My kid's 12 and plays select baseball, and there's definitely some kids he plays against that look like they drove there after they shaved that morning.
They did shave. It's not like they
did. Oh, yeah, and they probably drove, too. Dude, seriously, there's like 12-year-olds that are like fucking 6'2 and 240, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Dude, we see them on the internet all the time. Mm-hmm. Got some video where the kids just, you're like, sweet, dude. The dude's like senior in high school. Like, nah, dude, he's like Pop Warner football. What do you mean? Not even in middle school yet.
He thinks 6+6 is 18, but you know.
Like he's 12.
See the size of that kid?
He just plays varsity for the high school. Is not even in high school. Just leaves elementary school and goes to practice.
All right, let's see what's in that box.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, where are we going?
So the box? You know the box.
Did anyone get arrested out of the deal?
I don't know. I didn't read that far. I hope not. I hope the kid. Oh, that. And so that's what's stupid is the whole story is like, oh no, this kid had a hangover. And it's like, well, yeah, that's what happens when you get fucking wasted in an Outback, you know? You have a hangover. Like,
I mean,
I don't know why that is part of the story. Of course he had a hangover.
How many beers do you think he had?
Hangover is after the fact.
It doesn't take kids much.
Like so
probably
three,
how
did he have
four.
The hangover in Outback? Did he consume
alcohol?
No.
I think he got busted because he had a hangover and they were like, how the fuck you get a hangover?
Okay, so obviously he smelled like booze.
And was probably puking in the morning or something.
Just fucking raking the fucking place with puke and just
beer shits, you know?
Just pissing in the fucking ice maker.
Yeah. I mean, how do you normally get caught?
No comment. <man.
laughs> The mom is just like, oh my God, he's just like his dad.
Raising winners over here.
The dad's like, boy, you're 12. I'm not even mad. How did you get home? I don't know. I don't remember.
I drove that scooter nice. Like a motherfucker, Dad.
You think it fucking runs? Fixing it and shit.
I would hate to puke up that $40 steak I just ordered.
All right, today we're drinking Blackened, the blend of straight whiskeys finished in black brandy casks. This is that one that's...
we're drinking it again.
Metallica, right?
Yeah, I think this will be the third or fourth time we've had this.
Shut the fuck up.
I seem to recall there was a change. The first one was really bad.
Yeah, and then the next one was okay.
It was not as bad.
Yeah.
It was not as bad.
Pour's nice.
Yeah. It's a metal liquor. Metal liquor whiskey.
Oh, where's mine?
In the drawer?
No shots for you.
Oh, no shots for me?
You don't even like Metallica, dude.
No, I love Metallica.
I know.
I think
they're old.
Oh, you got me one?
You gotta be very specific.
I think we all switched on off.
Sweet. Back when music had guitars in it.
Tink.
Ooh, that could be better right now.
Oh. Yeah, that's not bad.
I seem to remember a hangover, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I get those all the time.
All right, so do we want to talk about... we can talk about OnlyFans chicks. We can talk about GILFs.
It's all kind of the same topics, yeah?
So, an entire busload. This is like something out of Penthouse Forum. I never thought this would happen to me. An entire busload of GILFs is going up to the ski mountain, right? They have a fun time skiing, I guess. And then they all get back on and pile onto this bus. I'm talking like... The age range was like some of them were like older 50s knocking on 60, but most of them were like in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
But it's all like, you know.
Trophy wives.
Yeah. And they had, apparently they had this thing where they would all ride this bus like regularly. They were regulars and they leave the ski mountain and they're on their way back down and the bus gets stuck and they're just stuck on this giant bus. That's not that great of a story, except that like they were stuck there for like a day, like a long time. Maybe 2 days. I don't know. Fucking 48 hours. Completely ran out of wine, ate all the pot brownies, and now they're just like, oh shit, we have to survive.
So their first order of business was to get crossfaded.
Mm-hmm. Which is smart. No, that's smart.
And
right?
Then they had to survive?
Yeah. Well, that wears off pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, but then you have to survive. Then you really have to survive. You're going to be like that little 12-year-old
and
fucking surviving.
And it made me wonder, like, obviously, yeah. These women are just stuck on a bus in traffic, right? They're just not going anywhere. But, like, what if all of us were stuck on a bus? Like, hella stuck on a bus. And then it's like, oh, shit, we're out of food and water. We have to survive.
We'd probably start by getting crossfaded.
Yeah.
And second thing, we're not going to be
thirsty. We're in Colorado.
There's fucking snow everywhere. So that's... Problem solved number one, unlimited water.
And don't drink the yellow.
That was stuff. Literally the problem, was too much snow. And they're like, we're thirsty. We ran out of water.
No. You ran out of wine.
Yeah, they're like that. Yeah. They all just died because they don't know how to drink. It makes.
So what's the next step?
I don't want to go down that road.
What's the next step?
It tracks.
Don't freeze.
Like once you get done drinking all the wine and eating all the pot brownies,
get real fucked up. Don't freeze.
God, that means you're so fucking hungry.
Those are the man. Like, those are the mandates. Like, those are the stuck mandates.
Wine wasted. So those bitches are probably looking for cheese. And shit, that ain't happening.
If you feed an old lady wine, bitch, she's gonna want some brownies. Cheese.
Is there? Okay, this might be a little sexist, but is there a man present on the bus?
No,
obviously not.
The bus driver is a woman.
Yeah. She's a much younger hood. She's a much younger hood lady.
Then I don't want to be trapped with them if I'm the only man. That's
check
bro.
It out though. Honestly,
no, it might be cool. No, straight up, they'd be asking me all these questions, like, how are we going to get out of here? And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Usually, I work it out with my bros on how we're going to do this.
Looks like I'm working it out by myself.
Yeah, it looks like...
At least I don't have to pull a bunch of dead weight, you know?
Goddamn. Here's what I'm going to do.
40 of you? 40? Yeah.
The dude's just like, I'm going to go find some help.
He's like, get the fuck out of here. He leaves. Yeah, he just leaves.
Fucking bounced. Never shows back up. Walked literally like fucking three blocks because there's the fucking edge of the town. The ladies are like, we're fucking dying.
He's already in a motel.
Right. Just got his fancy room.
But like, if you're messing with old ladies who can ski, they can probably walk like, what, 4 miles max?
I
would think so. They could ski down the mountain. That'd be cool.
Be like, go cross country skiing then.
I'm just saying, this story doesn't have any legs at all if it was a 40 dudes trapped in a bus, right? Like, it wouldn't have even made the internet. It would have been like, oh, a bus... Like, didn't 40. Get stuck, and they made it down the hill. Yeah. Like, that's it.
They fucking pushed the bus.
That's great.
And then even if it did, they would be like, oh, we need like to call a tow truck, or we need to fix the bus, or we need to walk the fuck out of here. Like, there's lots of other options. I mean, obviously after you know, drink all the alcohol and eat all the brownies.
The best part,
because you are going to do that first. They had the right move first. Like, their first move was right.
Oh, if they're old enough, they should have AAA, right?
Nah, they ain't worried about that.
If you're
that,
too old
dude.
To change a tire, you need some AAA.
What they're wanting is that young college buck to be like just hitting spring break,
like,
and he's like headed down. And he's like, God, I landed on the gold mine, all these fucking old women here, wasted.
And I have drugs and alcohol.
Jackpot.
Tube steak, maybe hungry. I don't fucking know.
I don't think it's AAA. I think it's AARP.
They got life.
Well, you know, like, well,
they just can't push them.
You know, AAA is the one that helped. You tell me one of those ladies doesn't have AAA?
Or the That's bus? All some old people shit. I don't have either of those things. And I feel like I'm getting old. I'm going to find out what AARP is pretty soon, I think.
I got AAA.
You got to be like,
I got start getting letters 60, in the mail. Like,
got a while. I think it's like 65. Yeah.
I got AAA and it's badass, bro. Every time my car has a problem, I just call them and they're like, we already got a mechanic and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, I need to get out of here, bro.
Dude, if you don't have AAA, like,
I don't have AAA.
It's like, it's not even like,
I don't even
like,
have insurance.
I'm on a family plan. What
the fuck you're talking about AAA? Yeah. There ain't no warranty. Yeah, no, there ain't no insurance.
I got myself.
You know what happens if my trunk breaks down?
There's not even registration on half of them.
I call a motherfucker. We pull it back with chains.
Shit, one of my cars don't even have brakes.
It's facts, dude. And I see a bro's going to be there. Like, I'm on my way. Like, I'm going to talk. You know what? Stay the fuck. I'm going to talk shit the whole fucking way. And honest, here's where I'm going to get at with the AAA. Is you know that where, depending, but like in our, let's just say like our location, right?
Yeah.
You know that there's a fucking tow somewhere.
Not when you break down a lady, dude.
Somehow it's going to be 3 fucking hours, 2 hours, even a fucking hour and a half to get where you come from, don't you?
Dude, I mean, it's minimum like hour and a half for a tow truck.
You know
truck.
What I mean? That's the problem. Honestly, a trade that needs to be more.
Yeah.
What do you want to call it? Needs to
automated. Yes. We need AI. We need robots driving those tow trucks.
No, I'm fully against AI.
They will fuck
AI.
Your shit up. Did you see the person that got the speeding ticket while the car was on a tow truck?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, kind of a fuck you, but awesome.
The car was on a tow truck. Tow truck was speeding through a fucking red light.
Dude, like that one, I'm kind of like on debate. Do I show up to court? Like, I want to come with the picture so I can show the judge and be like, oh, this y'all's faulty shit.
And you sandbag too, right?
Like, you fucking like, sandbag. I'm getting out of this. Unless you get that judge like, oh, I don't give a fuck. It's your car, isn't it?
If you're,
what do you mean?
You're cocky as fuck the whole time. You're like, that's not me. I wasn't even driving. It's not me. And the guy, they're like, oh, this guy.
They're like fucking enhance. Fucking.
And then you drop that fucking bomb, that picture. You slam it on his fucking, what is his, pulpit?
Motherfucking tow truck driver, dude.
Boom. Get him. I told you it wasn't me. Fuck off.
And the best like, part. All
right, you're in contempt of court.
The best part.
You go to jail anyways, because fuck you.
The best part of the picture should be that the tow truck driver doesn't have his license plate isn't in the picture, so he doesn't get a ticket either.
That's what happened.
Right. Oh, really? Nice.
So I can semi-relate, or let's just say my family can semi-relate to this, because we had a truck that was kind of broken down, and this truck stays in one of our family houses. We brought it back here because it was literally caught on fire. We know again. And so it got fixed, right? So we loaded it on a flatbed, right? Now all these, both the truck, the trailer, all have tags, right? Full tags, right? So you're like, but like in your mind, you're like, oh, okay. Like it's one, the trailer's going to get hit, right? Not the axles of the trailer. No, they're like, we're getting the fucking truck, the trailer, and the truck on the fucking trailer.
Throw a tarp over it. Fuck that.
Dude, the tolls are fucked.
We were like, what?
Tolls are fucked.
It doesn't even make sense.
It's you're like, and they're like, the axles. And I was like, dude, the on the ground or in the air? Like, what the fuck?
What about those trucks that have like 25 cars stacked like
40 fucking axles, dude? Charge that motherfucker.
I like when I get a toll bill for a car that I sold 15 years ago.
You're like, goddamn. I just should have taken it off.
I'm just like, what the fuck, bro?
Honestly, you can call them. They're actually, if you get
on fuck the, that. I'm not calling them.
Check this out.
Fuck that.
I know. Everyone's had probably an experience with it. But if you talk to a person, sometimes, because not all the time, they're actually nice and they will like, they're like, thank you, called. All right. Like, they can type some shit in.
You're tripping. You're too nice, dude.
Yeah, you're out of your goddamn mind. No. I'm gonna call the fucking toll people.
Oh, because I had a car that got.
There's gonna be. There's gonna be
a tag on it
at some point in the next 10 years. There's probably gonna be a newspaper article about like guy goes to jail for not paying his tolls for 20 years. And it's gonna be about me, dude.
Dude, what we need is
just not even in a place where there's tolls at. Like you're just. You're in buttfucked Egypt, just like driving along, just accidentally went like one over in the little small town. He's like, you know what? I'm going to let you go, but you have a fucking serious toll tag warrant.
I'm going
to, I have to take you to jail. What about this? Like, what the fuck?
What about this?
Oh, we're pretty much there.
Have you ever been cruising down the interstate and you're like, oh shit, that's my exit. And you're like, fuck. And you take the next exit and then it's like 45 miles till you can turn around.
Dude, oh my gosh. Let's go into West Texas and fucking, you'll see some of that shit.
Imagine if you're, how much more infuriating is it if you're on a toll road and you're like, I've got to get back. I've got to go underneath, get back on the toll road, hit another fucking toll two more times, get off. Go underneath, get back on the toll road.
You're describing Dallas and Houston.
We need a bro on the inside.
No, dude, it's all up here these days. You can't go hardly anywhere without jumping on a toll road now around here. It's out of fucking control, dude.
Towards the airport, there's a little break in the whatever the fucking
toll. Oh, and it gets everybody.
And I'm like, oh, it, dude, the curve was to the left. So I was on that road. And now I'm to the right.
And I swear they put the signs up that are like, hey, the airport at the next exit.
Yeah, the GPS can't even keep up.
And you're like,
in 3 feet, you need a fucking veer off. Like, no, that's too late.
Hard right. Fuck. And the sign says the next exit is the airport. No, it's just the last exit.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, dude. It's fucking,
do you know what I'm talking about?
We're so fucked, dude. Honestly, I can read a map. Like, a fucking, I used to drive with a paper fucking, I was a kid who grew up without, like, I wasn't allowed to have a cell phone, right? Until I fucking literally, let's rephrase this. The only phone that landed in my hands at a time was when my mom got a cell phone. And she was like, fuck you. Like, I'm calling this phone, and if this phone doesn't fucking answer,
it's your ass.
Fuck yeah. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, I used to just, like, all right, she'd be like, they'd be like, well, my parents would be like, you need to be home at X time. And I'd be like, okay.
You ever answer?
All right. Dude, I'm just out. Dude, like, what do you, come fucking find me.
You ever,
what are you going to do? Like,
you ever answer it and only say like every fourth word of the sentence? Like,
just like it's breaking up. Before cell phone, yeah,
and then just hang up.
Yeah,
like, oh, we're good for like an hour, dude. No service.
Yeah, I'll get wrecked when I get up.
Should have got me AT&T instead of Prime Co, dude.
That's like the dog that's running away down the street, and you try and chase it, and he runs away, and then you're like, fuck, and then you like stand still, and he stands still, and then you walk to him, and then he runs away. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you fight that dog when you fucking
bro
do it.
So that's what you were doing to your parents, and I'm not hating because I did the same thing.
Yeah,
but like. Your parents are like, hey, also, come home. And you're like, nah, fuck that. Like, yeah. You're going to kick my ass if I come home. I'm staying.
I'm already in trouble.
I'm out, bitch. You can't. What are you going to do? You can't catch me.
Cross this line.
We can't make it any worse.
Catch me.
I'm already in trouble. I'm going full tilt.
Hey, dude. You know, hey, it's straight up. That's exactly what your kids are going to do to you.
Fuck them. Just a little bit. I love them, but fuck them, dude. Same time, dude.
They're assholes.
I try to be a little bit of an asshole. Not like.
That's what everybody says about you too, though, bro.
Try to be a little bit of an asshole.
And they're like, I love him.
I try to be a little bit of an asshole to my son in particular. Like, not like, cause you know, whatever, but he needs to understand like, hey,
somebody needs to be an asshole.
Somebody's going to fucking be a dick, dude, one day. And like, what are you going to do about it? Like, be witty or I don't know. Like, I'm real down with this hockey thing right now.
Like, oh, you just fight him.
Yeah! You know?
Pull a shirt over his head and hit him in the liver.
Like, you got some options here, but, like, here's where we're at. Like, people are going to talk shit. You know what I mean?
And you have to be able, yeah, and you have to be able to...
Well, you can't be a dick and a pussy.
Hit it back.
Let's just say this. I have never in my life been at... We're going to take a general thing at, like, at a bar, right? You go to your random dive bar or your fucking... whatever bar you normally go to and you're fucking hanging, you're fucking little tipsy, you're kind of in it already, you're like, oh, I'm trying to have a little fun. The motherfucker that you're fucking talking to by at the end of the night is not the guy that you introduce yourself to. It's the guy you're like, what's up, motherfucker? Like, we're getting drunk. Like, there's no nice conversation. It's just like, let's be bros, talk shit, and then we're here. Yeah, and then we were fucking wasted, and somehow you fucking end up, you're at a golf simulator. Who gives a fuck? I don't fucking know. It's a weird fucking deal.
You wait.
Small and past experience.
Sometimes you become like best friends with those people, and then other times you just look back and like remember. You're like, remember that one time we met that dude on the fucking beach, and then we like threw boomerangs or something, and we ended up at Whataburger?
Yeah.
And you're like,
fucking
yeah.
Epic. Yeah, straight stranger night. You just like every once a year, you just have stranger night.
The thing you have to
back to the 7-Eleven, like not from experience, but whatever. But you just like, hey, Mr. Somebody, back, but you're a fucking adult now. So you're like, hey, Mr. Fucking.
Hey, fucking guy.
Yeah, somebody, right? Like,
you got some weed, you got some good.
And every once in a while, it just hit. You're like, hey, fuck you. And they're like, oh, yeah. And you're like, oh, never mind. We're cool. We're like, right away. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, hey, man, what's going on? And they're like, fuck. And you're like, all right, fuck this guy.
There are those motherfuckers, though, where you're like,
what's your name again? I knew a guy named that once. He's a real fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, that's a perfect answer.
Yeah. It almost actually gets you a drink bought for you in a man's world.
Or gets you punched in the face.
There's 50-50.
You have to be ready for that, too. And that's the important thing to teach your boys, especially, right? Like, you can't be a dick and a pussy, right? Facts. Like, you can't come out talking shit and then cry about it when you get wrecked. Like, there's going to be somebody bigger and stronger than you, no matter how bad you think you are. Somebody's going to knock you the fuck out. So, like, you can't be a dick to everybody and expect to not, and then get upset when somebody knocks you out. Like, bro, you had it coming. Like, you know what
you
I mean?
Actually gotta
you can't
go
really cry
that.
About it. You were being a dick.
You get home yeah. And you got a black eye or a busted nose or something. Your bros are like, dude, we need to go. And you're like, nah, I had it coming.
He's like, dude, that was my fault. I'm so, like, I fucked up.
Honestly, dude, that's like, that's true self-awareness. Cause most people are like, I'd get all my boys in my bat and we'd go back and fuck that person up. You know what I mean? Dude. And it's like, you know, I don't know.
Every bar confrontation I've ever been in was well deserved.
You had it coming.
Like, I pushed it to the edge, you know? Like, even the guy that probably I pushed it to the edge, it wasn't him that I had to worry about. It's his fucking best friend that's chilling. That's like, come on, man.
Yeah, he decided fuck you, a long time ago.
Like, you get to the edge where, like, shit's like, he's like, say one more thing.
And then you're like.
But then you don't, right?
It's a test that you
And get. It's just like, God damn it, now we're cool.
Or he doesn't even tell you, dude. A lot of times they won't even tell you. It's a game you don't know you're playing, dude. You're like, nobody told me only one more. Like, I would have shut the fuck up, dude.
But that is the process of learning the shit talking and also being able to take the backlash that comes from the shit talking.
If you're occasionally a soft
motherfucker that's like, no, I don't like this at all. Punch right away. Like, no words. Or just a guy that's like, nope, you were the third motherfucker today. Like, now you get punched. Like, slug of the draw, dude. Or, you know, you can find that fine line of, but anyway, honestly, I just, like, strangers, you can't call it camaraderie. Bros, you call it camaraderie. It would be weird if you walked up and you were nice. Like, I expect, like, what's up, dickwad? What's up, cocksucker? What's up, piece of shit? Anything.
Yeah.
Like,
I've had the you can't be a dick and a pussy conversation with my boys.
It's important. It's important to understand. Yeah, absolutely. Not just to know, but to understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, for fucking, like, for our world, right? For the girls.
Also had the don't be a bitch conversation with them a number of times.
Yeah, you kind of have to. Like, you're going to be a bitch. Like, people are going to be bitches about. I shouldn't say that, but if you're going to be.
But especially if you're going to be a dick, you can't be a pussy.
You're going to get punched.
You're going to get punched.
Honestly, if you haven't been punched or knocked out or, like, somebody else made you bleed your own fucking blood, then you haven't.
What do you really know about yourself? You've never been punched in the face? Yeah, I'm a big believer in that.
People do. There's other people. You know?
It happens.
Plenty of other motherfuckers made me bleed my own blood. I was like, God damn it. Why aren't you bleeding?
He said, fuck you. What did he say it first?
Yeah, because you woke up and you're like, what the fuck, man? Like, what happened? He's like, fuck you, dude. You want more? And I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Shots, let's go.
Here we go.
It's so much more embarrassing if the fight's your fault and you lose.
Ah, that's just part of it, right?
Absolutely.
That's part of the process. That's when you get home and you're like, I had it coming.
Now here's where it gets fucky. I agree. If you're at a certain age, and then that happens, like, gee, did you like maybe that you need to announce, hey, that was my first go, guys. You're like, God damn, you should have done that.
All right, so
I'd be happy to not get in another fight. Oh, I think.
Well, and it's getting worse because there's so many different people here. Like, it's easy to say. And understand traffic is way worse because so many people have been coming here in the last 2 years, right? But even like, dude, like you were talking about, you're hanging out at the pool hall. There's like twice as many people as there was 2 years ago. You know what I mean? You're at fucking Costco. There's twice as many people as there was two years ago.
Costco is fucked.
And it's easier to lose your shit. Like something about the ratio of people.
Everyone's invading every.
Yeah, it makes it easier to.
How about this? Just right. Odds are there's a better chance that you're going to run into that guy that's like, you're the third motherfucker today. Fuck that.
So this guy I know was illegally driving my car on the toll road today.
Mm-hmm.
And there was fucking traffic on the toll road.
He's probably drunk, stoned, didn't have a long suspended license. Fucking asshole. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
You didn't need to take that one, that picture.
Yeah. Anyway, what else was he doing?
There's too many goddamn people. There's traffic on the fucking toll road. What the fuck's going on with that?
Try not to get upset.
First time I've ever been in traffic on the toll road when there wasn't a fucking wreck.
You need to hit up 130.
It was just that there's so too many motherfuckers on the toll road.
130 is down that.
It's broken as fuck, dude.
I remember when they said, oh, it'll just be a couple years, and then...
And then they'll pay for themselves, and it'll go to free roads. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
Yeah, that was, 15 years ago?
No, they're just blatantly lying to our faces. We're like, oh, fucking on board, let's go! And they're like, y'all are all dumb.
No, a lot of people weren't on board, because all they did is repurpose a lot of roads that already existed.
Well, and now they're saying that people are leaving.
Like, 45 Austin. Used to just be called 620, dude.
Now they're saying people are leaving Austin, and I don't see that at all.
That's okay. So yeah, I saw that article. I think they're leaving the city and they're moving to
That's such a fucking,
and they're moving to Leander and Liberty Hill and Georgetown and Round Rock.
That's such an untruth. But you know what I mean? Like, but that if you report that, you know you're being dishonest.
But you know, the inner city, the costs are going so far up in the inner city, nobody can afford to live there anymore. It's going to naturally drive people out as they gentrify it.
But do you remember when you used to call it LCP?
Leander Cedar Park.
Right?
Yeah.
And that, now you call it Pflugerville, Austin? You call it Round Rock, Austin?
Well, Georgetown, I always called all of them
Georgetown
Austin.
Does kind of draw the line where, like, Georgetown's just Georgetown.
But the implication that
that's because Round Rock is in between Georgetown and Austin.
I know.
The implication in the article, that people are, like they're going back to California or something. Right. No, that's right. Not happening.
So they're still working in Austin, dude.
Here's my full stance on this, is it's not, they're saying people are leaving. But the reason why we're not seeing people leaving is because they're switching. People who were born and raised in this area are like, place is getting trash. Like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Whether I'm going to the outskirts,
I can see that.
Or I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I can see that.
Because
now
you're invading kind of our city. And dude, our city's become a Forbes 500 city.
They invaded
it. So let's be real about that. Like, dude, living, if
past
you want to live
already
in that
been
city,
invaded.
You live a fucking shanty. For $1 million.
We used to live in a nice small college town, dude.
And, you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, that's what's happening. I feel like Austin, I don't want to say Austinized because people are dropping that term as if they're just living fucking Austin. Yeah. And honestly, like.
Which I was born there.
Kind of a progressive fucking name for a true, like, no, I'm from, you want to get real? I'm from fucking Waterloo. Like, let's go that route. Like, my family was from Waterloo, you know? I was here. Now it's Austin. Like, the next step is like, oh, you're an Austinite. No, okay, whatever. Like, that's like when you call yourself an Austinite.
I was
clearly
first,
you're a set generation.
I was first generation born Austinite.
You could go real bougie with it and be like, I'm from B Caves or. Yeah,
that's still basic.
Hyde Park.
See, I used to
you land like an off suburb.
I used to say
like Steiner Ranch,
which is technically Austin.
I didn't want to say I'm from Lake Travis, so I would say I'm from Apache Shores. But even that shit is it holds no value anymore.
They
it doesn't mean anything
that
anymore.
Too, didn't they?
Yeah, it's fucked.
It was close to water at one time.
I remember when traffic used to be from 35th Street to like. 48th Street.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You're going to be
that was
for
it.
A whole work day.
And you'd be so mad if you hit 35. Or
although it would
if
get
you hit Mopac on 35th Street during traffic. You'd be like, I'm so mad. And now I'm like.
It would get pretty fucky up north, though, like around Burnett Road with all the stoplights and shit. And 183 used to have stoplights all the way. Like, I remember when you had to stop. All the major intersections were all stoplights.
What do they call it? Bell,
and you would hit that shit. No, like whatever. Even before that, like you used to, there used to not be highway over McNeil, Spicewood Springs, Anderson Mill. All those used to just be stoplights in 183.
Every single inch stop or stop sign. There's just no way of getting around this. Like we became something that we probably pushed for, but we didn't want to do. And then look, even ourselves, we all got there.
Dude, I have an Austin tattoo. And
we
someone was like, know. You sure that was a good idea? At the time, I was like, dude, I'm always going to be born in Austin.
Here's where
you
draw.
And now I'm like, oh, but I don't want to identify as an Austinite.
No, but
see, that's where it draws the line. Because if you're like, well, where are you from? No, I'm an Austinite. All right, cool. You're a set generation. You are after us. Because, no, I'm from Austin.
I see.
Because did you see what I'm saying? We weren't fucking Austinites. We were from Austin.
I remember when I'd go to the bars and I was a little bit younger and you'd introduce yourself to people. Like, where are you from? You're like, oh, I'm from Austin. And they're like, really? So rare to meet someone from Austin in Austin.
You are so fucking right.
It's still
like, that. Where are you from? And they're like, California.
Fuck.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to even like talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
And look, just being transparent, not knocking motherfuckers from California, but if you're coming here with that bullshit, yeah, I'm knocking you. All right. So there you go. Like, it's
not knocking you, but also fuck
you. If you came here for the Texas lifestyle, then you came for the right reason.
Regardless,
if I came here to bring your shit with
like
you.
Like, if I told people I was from South Korea, they believe it more, you know?
From
South Korea. Hey. They're like, oh, really?
Like, what?
Regardless of what it's become, I'm still proud of the heritage. Like, we came from a town that was cool enough to attract all these stupid motherfuckers.
I'm not,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason everybody came here, and it was because it was a really badass fucking place to live for a really long time. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I'll still have pride in being from here, even if I don't want to identify as being from here or like an active like participant in the debauchery that's going on.
But to Cole's point, like, people are moving here. And if you want to move here because it's better here, awesome, embrace the lifestyle.
Right.
Don't bring your bullshit here because that's what fucked it up over there.
Yes, but they left for a reason.
But they brought the bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking here.
And they wrecked
full
it.
Force. Honestly, I still have pride in being from Austin. And because we live on the outskirts now, right? You travel out of state, you go somewhere. The first thing you have to say is, because they're going to know where it is fucking. Here's my go. Where are you from? I'm from Austin, but I live on the outskirts in a little town.
I just say I'm from Austin.
And then, because then it takes me to go, hey, you're from, cool, man, you're from fucking Austin. But also, I'm in a little small town now. So get the fuck out. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go down that road with it, but you know what I mean though? But I'm
you were a little small town, dude. You got highways and shit.
Yeah,
now,
the small town's not fucking small anymore.
Hey, we're at 6A
two fucking
high schools
now. Yeah, we're about to be 6A. Or two fucking 5As, which is dumb as fuck to me.
That shit's out of control.
You want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Shots, let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Shots. Blackened.
Oh.
Whew, it's good. We want to talk about it? No, not yet.
Way too early.
Okay, so you guys were saying, or I guess maybe expressing, and I might be projecting on you, but you're expressing the fact that you are still proud to be from Austin, even though it's changed. And
did you just mansplain my feelings?
So I'm absolutely proud to be from Austin. I just introduce it in an older fashioned way. And I know this is going to sound stupid, but I feel like there's a separation in the thin line of generations where you used to literally say in quotations, I am from Austin.
I still say that.
Period. And now you will run into people that will say, oh, I'm an Austinite. And I'm like,
that's weird. I feel like people who say that aren't actually Austinites. I feel like real Austinites never really like the term Austinites.
I'm 100% that. And also, dude, like,
I would have rather been an Austinite.
Soaker Park.
Austinite would have been cool.
So,
an Austinite that, you know, fuck, that would.
I want to pivot a little bit here, and this might be a stretch, but it's going to get deep. You ready? Damn, I hear some hiccups.
Dude, I can't stop.
Not as stinky drunk as I am.
Seven. Let me ask you this. With all the shit that's coming out about the vaccines, are you still proud that you took the vaccine?
No. The original, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still think that was a good
idea?
But
I did the J&J, so it was kind of like a double punch.
Supposedly. Unless you tried to go somewhere and then you still had to have a booster.
No, I took it. I did one.
So are you still pro COVID vax?
Well, no, we're way too fucking far. Dude, it's a flu vax now.
If you die of a heart attack, are you still pro COVID vax?
So here's how this will go down. And again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a chemist. I'm not anybody that can. But my
dumb motherfucker.
In my opinion,
dude, I always thought you were a chemist.
Is that we eat? So what I do know is that there's a lot of strands, and we're just going to say my opinion. Like, my opinion is that whatever the strand is that year is what vaccine they tweak and produce. Mm. So that's where we're fucking at.
I have this theory.
It's whatever now.
I have this theory that there's an entire group of people that maybe didn't want to, and I'm mostly because it's, you know, I'm projecting. There's an entire group of people that maybe didn't want to get the vaccine initially, but ended up, you know, being, I don't want to say forced, because I wasn't forced, but I was convinced. How about that? They convinced me to take the shot.
You were convinced with limitations.
And even,
that's, you know what I mean?
Even convinced is the wrong, it's like I was. Right.
You were persuaded with limitations.
Yeah.
Because if you want to do this, well, you have to do this. All right. So but I don't have to fucking do that, but I want to.
So I get the shot, I get the booster, and now here we are a couple years down the road, and we're hearing about like people falling out. We're hearing about like long lasting heart problems. and then also you take that and you contrast it against the number of people that actually died, you know, like anyway, there, which I don't even know the numbers, whatever. My point is there might be an entire group of people that don't want to say, maybe that was a bad choice in getting the shot. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten the shot. So rather than going through that logic and admitting it out loud and saying it, hey, I wish I never would have got it. I wish I would have like been one of the people that held their ground and said no. Instead of doing that, which is hard, they might double down and say, nah, fuck that. Shots forever now. You know what I mean?
I see exactly. I see what you're saying.
And look, I'm not even taking a side whether like right or wrong here. All I'm saying is just that aspect is another angle to get people to do something that they don't otherwise want to do.
I'd like to read. Here's a hot take. The people who got vaxxed are, especially the ones that about it, are the same people that become not.
Bang, dude, big ass fucking mic drop on that shit. And honestly, dude, 100% in facts, like you're the ones bitching. Get the fuck out of here. But like,
yeah, I'll, where's Dr. Fauci now?
I didn't want to say, leave that guy fucking. I'm not, dude, I'm saying this as a person of dude was put in a fucked up fucking. And like, dude, and honestly, in his world, in his mind, he was like, dude, I finally doctor fucking Max. And then you're thrown into political fucking persuasion. And what are you going to do? Get fired or go with the go and make money? And that is fucked. But welcome to our fucking world.
Do you know what the wise people did? The wise people got the documentation that said they got vaxxed, even though they didn't really get.
Well, that was too fucking.
That way they could survive.
That too fucking.
That way they could survive, but also not conform.
What's the dude who like forced all this shit?
Dr. Fauci.
No, Frank Abingale or whatever back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just like
the catch me
vaxes, dude. I'm the fucking doctor. Fuck you. I got all of that. Dude, also don't forget, like, there was that whole
he needed vaxes to get out of the country.
It landed on the news for like a split second and then vanished out of thin fuck. The whole truck that turned over with all the COVID vaccine.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
It was just a lost toss.
It's like that trillions of dollars right before 9/11. They don't know where it went. You know what I mean?
That's the damnedest thing. It's like that fucking deep freeze that had all that nasty shit frozen in the bottom of it, and I didn't know what to do with it. Look, and then it just fucking disappeared. I was driving my truck down a backcountry road. It just fucking, goddamn. Like aliens swooped down and took, I don't know, man. It just fucking... wasn't there anymore, you know? Sometimes shit just disappears.
So, on all,
all my guns disappeared. I don't know where the fuck they went.
Dude, almost every fucking gun on a fucking nasty boat accident. Dude, it's fucking stupid.
All right, speaking of boats, billionaire motherfucker, rich motherfucker, has decided that he wants to build a new Titanic.
I'm about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
See, my initial...
100%, but it has to be replicated.
I'll buy a ticket as long as he's going to fucking float it through the Arctic.
I was about to say, dude, my
same
nature...
Same path.
That would be an alpha move, wouldn't it? I'm going to take the same boat through the same path. I'm going to hit the same iceberg, and I'm going to fuck it up this time.
He is the conspiracy theorist that's proving Titanic was a fucking fake deal. Oh. Like, it was the Olympia, not the Titanic.
Is it the Olympia?
He builds straight up the Titanic.
After he's done with the Titanic, he's going to build the space shuttle, bro.
Yeah, then we're going.
They sunk the Titanic.
No. Once you build fucking Titanic, then you go. You keep going south. You go to the Mariana Trenches.
What?
Okay.
Oh, you build the thing that exploded.
That can go to the Mariana Trenches.
Wait. Let's not get lost.
That's frowned upon right now.
So my
call it the Olympia instead of Titanic.
My knee jerk reaction to the story was, well, that's doomed to fail. Like, why would you want to pick the loser boat? Like,
not doomed to fail. Because they have back, it's modern day. So they may do a replica with all the backups.
Yeah, there's actually going to be lifeboats for everybody.
They're going to make this one.
They're like, no, fuck that, dude. This is a replica. You paid for the fucking same price ticket. We're going through same path. It's all the fucking
It crashes and the whole boat busts out as a raft. So it just rafts the whole boat in.
They're going to make some of them so the fronts don't fall off at all.
Exactly.
Check this out.
I'll buy a ticket if I can paint naked bitches in my room.
Check Bro, if out. You buy a That's ticket fine. And don't That's paint fine. Naked That's bitches, fine. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Look, oh, God, can if you I imagine the fucking Titanic Rose and, what's his name, Jack and Rose recreation bullshit, Instagram bullshit that's going to happen on this Titanic boat?
Just the guy just gives up his fucking life straight up for the fucking Instagram. I'll die. Fuck it.
No, dude. It'll be perfect. It'll be perfect because they'll all come. It's like flies to a candle, right? Or moss to a flame. That's what it is. All the Instagram thoughts and their boyfriends will all come. The boyfriends will all hold the camera. She'll stand at the front of the boat. They'll do all, and then we just torpedo that motherfucker. And
they're boom, dude, you're fucking out too, dude. All right.
Got him.
Full on. You ready? If I was this guy, I would, this is how this would go. If I'm going to go, I'm going to rebuild the fucking Titanic, right? Full on. No. You take the same fucking plans. You rebuild it the exact fucking same. Everybody that wants to board that bitch, same fucking price back in the day, and you're going to sign a death waiver.
And here's $10, dude. You're going to sell out in half a second.
Fine. There's, dude.
You're going to have to win your fucking tickets in a full game of poker.
Full on coal steam fucking engines, and you're going the same fucking path. Fuck off. Like, hey, we're doing Titanic all over again. If you sign the waiver.
Titanic, the experience.
Nobody gets sued. The fucking same CEO also doesn't board the boat, just miraculously, right? Poor little schmuck over in Ireland fucking wins a poker game, also boards plane for $10. Because that's what, we're poor. Everyone's poor now. Yeah. So back $10 is pretty good now.
Dude, Leonardo DiCaprio is not going to be happy about this.
Dude, honestly, if I'm that fucking rich, I'm ballsy enough to fucking do it. Fuck it. If I was Jeff Bezos, I'm building Titanic. Fuck that. Fuck this guy that's going to do it. I need to be the
Yeah, but then what happens if you make it?
Yeah, because we all know that.
If you fucking make it, fucking. Titanic 2. We made it.
The real one.
We made it.
We all know that money just allows you to do all the hobbies that you would do as a child. So it's just like building a model, but like.
You dude, know, I don't think anybody.
One to one ratio.
Yeah, billionaire skill.
It needs. Well,
no, so make it bigger.
You gotta get like Kylie Jenner to fucking.
You
like,
think if he built it, he can get girls to take off the clothes and he can paint them?
It's yeah. fucking okay. the 1920s on the fucking boat, dude, where everyone's naked.
Bro, it doesn't even have to be.
Maybe not.
It doesn't have to be that big if you want to paint naked bitches.
Polar hats.
Polar hats, dude.
I've been to Devil's Cove. If it floats, you can paint naked bitches, dude.
Oh, we can't go there. You gotta leave Devil's Cove.
I'm just saying.
Dude. Titanic and Devil's Cove.
You yell to the boat, like four boats down. We're like, yo, hold that pose. Hold it. Stay.
I'm down a full remake. I'm not down for a fake modern day remake. I'm down for the full remake.
Someone needs redo to start painting Devil's Cove.
Take Titanic the exact 2. Same path. You gotta cross over the depths. Where that fucker actually
okay, signed. But we can't actually use coal because it's pass 2023. It's got to be, you know, a
Fuck
bunch
that.
Of Duracell batteries.
Fuck that.
It's going to be an electric Titanic.
I'm a billionaire now.
It's an electric Titanic.
Go fucking find me a coal mine and start mining, motherfuckers. We're getting the Titanic back in action, dude.
He'll buy carbon offsets.
He's bringing back jobs to America, dude. We're sending all our dads and grandfathers into the coal mine.
Bang, dude. Everyone's got a job. Bring your 12-year-olds. Fuck that 12-year-old from Outback Steakhouse.
Especially that drunk guy. Bring him.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. He's a man now. He's hung over an Outback Steakhouse.
What a legend. Hey, 12 years old. I want a beer and they actually serve it to you. Legend status, bro.
Dude, I was at least 14 the first time I went into somewhere.
Just landed hung over at Outback.
You tell your friends you're never going to believe this, dude. I got drunk at Outback, bro.
No, hungover. Yeah. I got drunk at Red Lobster that I landed somehow hungover in Outback. They were asking me a bunch of questions. I'm fucking 12. What do you think? I know my social and shit. Right now, I don't even
I didn't ask to see your green card.
Not
yet.
That kid could probably buy cigarettes if he's getting served at Outback. You know what I'm saying?
That kid is
buying
prostitutes.
He probably smoked a cigarette right after he's
12. He just had swagger, dude. He walked in and fucking owned it. And that's that, like, we all... The first time I got my 21-year-old license, right, and I could abandon the fake ID, and I walked in and bought the beer, and I was like, they're going to ask me. They're going to ask me. They didn't fucking ask me.
No, because you walked up there and they're like, fucking ask me.
Ask me.
Like, just your whole vibe was like,
I'm fucking with it. So, as an older brother, did you teach him the way? Because I taught mine.
I tried.
My brother did too.
Bro, I taught mine the way and they fucking killed it.
Just walk in. Walk like you've got the biggest dick in the place, dude.
Except for one time, dude. All right, this is good. One time, dude, we were down at Woodrow's, right?
Downtown?
Yeah, of course, dude. And, I was just telling my brothers, like, all right, like, the guy's going to let them win.
To be fair, but y'all are identical fucking twins.
Straight, but. Like, my, and, dude, here's how fucked. Not fucked, like, I fucked. I personally, in my, like, fucked all, to the point where the guy's like, whatever, just go the fuck in, you're stupid. Like, it was that bad. Like, my brother goes, he's going to ask you your fucking birthday. All right? Bang. Okay. Got that down. Got up there. He's like, he's like, just go the fucking silent. Like, don't just go the fucking like, you fucked this all up. Like, everyone's fucked now. And they're like, still go in because it was so bad that almost I feel like
he felt
like,
bad for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think he was just like, hey man, that was rough. Yeah. Like, I think you learned all of your underage fucking.
What did we learn?
Everything right here.
Yeah.
Act don't cooler. Fuck any of that up. And honestly, from then on, I really never got. I'm getting more carded now than I did when I was.
Dude, that's some drinking. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Did you ever play Hey Mister with anybody outside a gas station or anything like that?
All
the time.
So I had a special 7-Eleven, dude.
In my day, there was actually arcades on the drag.
Yeah.
Like where you'd go and they were like full quarter arcades, right? And we'd go down to the drag. And then there's a 7-Eleven on the drag, too. The actual
drag? Like
Guadalupe.
Yeah, buddy.
And we'd be hanging out in the quarter arcades, and when we walk down to the 7-Eleven, you find the bums and have them buy the booze for you at 7-Eleven. Yeah. You're like, here's enough to buy me booze and buy you a six-pack.
And bums are cool back then, right?
They were like, bet. You want some weed,
back then,
too,
man? Bums I got had some your back, dude. Now bums are fucking scary.
You ever try heroin, man?
Dude, so I'll make this short, but I got a small, weird hey. I was with a buddy one time. We were just in high school. We were going to do some, trying to find some, right? And so we hey Mister the dude outside 7-Eleven. He's got we're going skiing, right? And so we fucking follow him to his fucking house and shit, right? And now this was back when, dude, like early 2000, like an early. So like shit really, like Google Earth and shit really hadn't hit the fan, right? Yeah. This guy.
You had to try to remember your way that you drove there?
Dude, listen, check this out. When we got there, he was like, yo, y'all want to see bullshit? Because like, he was in like.
oh, no.
Like, he had a bunch of like computer screens and shit. It was like, in my mind, I'm going fucking all over the.
Oh, he's a hacker, bro.
Dude, he goes like, what's your address? And my buddy was like, yeah, right here. Dude, he fucking like. Dude, like zoomed in on the fucking. And I was like, yeah, it's Google Earth. You got all the shit, dude. I can look at it anywhere you want to look at. Now, this is back in before.
So you went on a ski trip the first time you saw Google Earth?
Before 2004, this dude was showing me houses in like, brain was probably askewed a little bit, obviously.
See, I think this is just a testament to how fucking crazy it's gotten. Because now, when they zoom in on your house and they're like, see, that's your backyard where your children play. You're like, oh, that's normal. When back then, they're like, hey, look, here's a blurry photo of your neighborhood. And you're like, what the fuck?
This, from what I remember, it wasn't blurry, man. And it was just awkward because I was looking at my friend's house in the, like, what the fuck? Like, there isn't, the internet's just. Like, are you dialing up, bro? Like, what the fuck's the sound? Like, how did you get to this point? No one else has this. Also, good fucking skiing trip, bro. Like, so it was a weird deal. But
now I'm not paranoid.
You know what I mean? Everything after that's like,
we just lost like half the people that are going to listen to this. And the other half are like, fuck yeah, dude.
Anyways, dude, it was before its time, and that was one weird Hey Mister experience. Yeah. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Before its time.
That guy's probably a billionaire now from Bitcoin or something.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Fuck that motherfucker. Well, you know he's a hustler, right?
Well, fuck,
and he's
dude.
A computer hacker.
He was cool. He was right on.
He was definitely Victor. Had Bitcoin. He was probably in on the.
He was mining Bitcoin.
He like owns Bitcoin.
He was mining Bitcoin before they invented Bitcoin, dude.
What we didn't know is that dude's literally the creator of Bitcoin.
Or he was running the Silk Road from that room or something like that.
Oh, it could
be the guy from the Silk Road. Was like, yeah, I got some stuff for you, bro.
Like, I was one more hangout to becoming a fucking millionaire.
Yeah,
I was like, that was weird as fuck. Like, I gotta get the fuck out of here, dude.
Can't go back and get it later, man.
Yeah, what? I just go back one more time, man. Then you're fucking. You know, you're just one of those guys. Also, I don't think kids need a Hey Mister anybody today in today's world.
No,
if you're doing it, hey. Also, very sketchy.
That's what I'm saying.
And
bums are scary now. Shot, bums are scary, dude. Even just regular motherfuckers are scary. If I'm being real.
Yeah, everybody. Like, you just can't do things anymore. What the fuck are we supposed to... Everyone's bored. That's what we're doing in life now. Everyone walks around. You know why everyone's... You know why there's so many fucking Karens out there? Because we've put so many limitations on fucking regular shit that, like, everyone's just bored, so we're just mad.
Did we... I think it's just... It's fear-mongering, though, right? Like...
That's what they're doing.
So...
Fear-mongering us. What is that? That sounds like being ass-raised.
So not only are you too afraid to go up in ding-dong ditch, you're too afraid... to answer the door after you ding-dong ditch
or what that might be. Dude, you open the door and you start blasting.
Oh, my God. Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Dude,
no, guys, we are talking baby shit. Dude, ding-dong ditch was the bait. Like, oh, you're five? Like, get your little brother to fucking do it. But now, dude, imagine if you, like, TP'd someone's house. Like, forked them, confettied their fucking... Like, dude, All right.
You go to jail in like 3 felonies, dude.
Fuck, dude. For like endangerment of the animals, the fucking the landscape and life of the fucking environment.
Destruction of property.
Dude, we used to get cat urine. All right. And put and put it in the vents of the fucking ACs and the fucking cars. So every time they start their car and shit, just cat urine.
That's pretty gnarly.
Fucking ammonia.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
But like, that was the thing. Like, my dad and my mom had this one rule, like, don't fucking TP our house. You TP our house, we're coming tenfold, dude, with all the shit.
Bringing down the hammer.
People did it.
Bringing the fire.
People did that, and then they got cat urine on their shit. Like, that, I mean, I don't know how to get it on. So, it just kind of stays there.
So, my worst one is we go on trash day, and somebody's trash can's out by the curb, and so you empty all the bags of trash all over the front yard.
And then
you use their water to fill up their fucking 55-gallon trash bin with water, and then you lean it against their front door, and then ding-dong ditch.
You're the guy that gets shot.
So when you open the door, you get 55 gallons of trash water into your fucking entryway.
Bang, dude.
Suck dicks, bro.
What are you gonna do? You backed up, didn't you, motherfucker?
Dude, you're gonna have to jump over a trash can to get me.
And they backed the fuck
up. And next time he's coming out blasting. You know
what I mean?
If you don't fall down in trash can.
He's just
water,
on the roof. For, like,
oh, I'm gonna get these motherfuckers.
Try me, motherfucker. Try that shit.
I'm pretty, like, as far, everything, like, cat urine's close. As far as I'm concerned, though, everything I've heard, like, I think that's the worst one.
That's that puts cat urine.
I don't know. Cat urine's pretty fucked up. In your car, dude?
Dude, if I open my fucking door after you fuck the outside of my house up, and then I fuck the inside of my house up?
But a car? Dude, cars cost what houses used to cost now.
Dude, it's just a little smell, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
Some other shit in there.
Dude, even if you have a house and you get the cat urine smell in the house, here was the deal. It's a throw it away situation.
Check it out. Like, we told you don't do it. When you did it, we literally...
This is your fault.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All we said was don't do it. We didn't say what we were going to do. We just said don't do it. Not going to be worth it. You fucking did it. Is it fucking worth it?
Nobody provokes it. It gets taken water. Too far and then it gets ruined.
But check it out.
Fucking...
Back in the day, that was fucking awesome. That shit was fucking cool. People got upset. Let's rephrase this. Parents got upset. The kids are back in the fucking high school. You're like, oh, that was fucking sick, man. Like, whatever. I'm coming for you. And then that person's like, don't do that. My parents are really mad. Like, what are you doing? You're going to die. And then here comes Chris with a fucking trash can with fucking shit leaning on the fucking front door. Like, when you open that bitch, we all know that shit opens inward. There's 33 gallons.
55, dude.
55? Is that's it? Yeah. Like, 105 fucking gallons of trashy fucking water in your fucking house.
Dude, and then outside, all of your week-long trash is, like, all over your yard.
All you had to do was just not do
it. But you did it, right?
Somebody did it.
Yeah, and then look what they got.
Probably that motherfucker that was driving your car.
Dude, I really hope that all these people are listening to this right now and like, God damn, that was me.
Fuck those. I'm going to find them as adults and fuck them up. I was like, bitch, I don't got any trees in my house. What are you going to do, wrap 2 trees? 3 trees?
You got a trash can.
Yeah, you got a dumpster, dude. Oh, fuck. Just dude, because we're adults now, right? So you just like gets a forklift, like fills my dumpster with a fucking water, sand. Leaves it on my fucking house, dude. Just fucking open the door, just a dumpster full of water,
or like a dead horse in your front yard. Like that would be a hard, that would be a fucking hard problem to deal with.
What's up, homie? What are you gonna do about it?
You wouldn't even have to hide. You'd just be like, it's there. What?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Someone's gotta eat this.
Why the fuck you got a dead horse in your yard, dude?
That's the question you gotta answer. You just text them after. You're just like, dude, how many questions you got? Dude, I'm going to prison. Fuck you, dude.
That was a real dick move, you know?
Yeah, dude. Like you gotta fucking say you did this, dude. He's like, hell no, dude. You're going to prison. Fuck off, dude.
I told you not to. This is your fault.
Why the fuck did you starve and rape and beat that horse to death, dude?
So, dude,
check this out. You can look this fucking shit up. Talking about shit like this. Dude, Alpine and Fort Davis. Okay, Alpine, Texas, Fort Davis, Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
The Alpine, Texas, they're the bucks, right? Fort Davis fucking trapped a fucking buck, a fucking deer buck, right? We're not, for all the people that don't know what a fucking buck is, into the fucking baseball dugout and beat it to death with baseball bats and left it. And a dude, PETA was like, fucking
Wesley. Get him.
It was fucking, you can look that fucking shit up. It's fucking wild. Well, what also pinnacle of like senior prank. Fuck you, dude.
Well, what happened to the Longhorn people that at Oklahoma State?
Oh, they all got arrested.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They killed the
Longhorn. Left it in front of the frat house.
Yeah. Oh, in front of UT's frat house?
Yeah, I'm not up for harming animals. If I was going to fuck your house up, I would source organically, ethically source a dead horse and then put that in your, you know?
And
I'm not a savage.
I like
you. You just keep receipts. Just I like no. I'm just gonna come back on me. I got this.
I still like.
Dude, I'm pushing 40.
It was processed, motherfucker.
We've stepped the game up now. You know.
I still like the idea of making them wallow in their own trash water.
When is the world gonna revert back? That's what I want to know. When are we gonna go back to like where kids can have fun again? Where kids can ride fucking 10 miles on their fucking, you know why kids are fucked up these days?
Cell phones,
they can't ride a fucking bicycle. Because where are they allowed to ride?
Not in the street.
Not anywhere. Because if you go 200 yards, you're out of sight.
That's where they're allowed to ride. But their parents are like, don't do that. And they're like, well, now I'm fucked.
I can't do anything. Let's sit.
Because you know where they're allowed to ride in the street? That shit pisses me the fuck off.
But even if you're allowed to ride in the street, you're not allowed to go around the corner.
Dude, you do not get all of the shit that a car gets. If you're on a bicycle, you can't go the speed limit.
I'm not talking about driving around. Well, I get what you're saying, because like in a neighborhood, some kids are real fucked up. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, are you dumb? Like, that's a fucking car.
Ride your bike on the sidewalk.
Okay, bang. There you go. Sidewalks.
And but, if there's no dude, sidewalk, go somewhere else.
Right. But like. I'll see you in 12 hours because it's going to take you 6 hours to get where the fuck, 6 hours to get where you're back.
We're doing chores today. Get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, I'll see you. Don't be fucking late.
Did you guys have a
9:30?
Here, this
when I call your cell phone, answer.
Bang, dude.
Exactly, right?
Fuck you, dude. I lost that shit.
Of you guys have a slingshot?
Yeah. Fuck it. Are you joking?
A wrist rocket?
Fuck you. Yeah. I'm going to fucking. People are dying.
I had the lethal one, and then I had like a homemade one that I made too.
So yeah. Not me, but
kids don't have slingshots anymore.
One of my brother's friends had that rocket one with the little strap. The wrist thing. Right. Two birds with one stone, dude.
No,
absolutely. Off Brent, and I'm gonna be getting so specific. Off, you know where Brent? You should fucking know Brentwood fucking church or whatever.
I know where that is.
Bang, dude. There's a little fucking tree at the bottom of the fucking hill thing. This fucking. Anyways, he shot a fucking. Now it went wrong, and I still marvel.
Two birds, one bullet.
Yeah, fucking musket ball. You know what I mean? Like two birds, one musket ball. It was a little marble.
Yeah, yeah.
fucking
ball bearing.
Also, dude, cause you like we were like I'm 5 years younger. So could you imagine like we're losing our shit. Like that kid needs to be hospitalized.
He should probably play golf. He might hit a hole in one.
My brother said 2 hole in 1.
Fuck that.
Yep. That's really dumb. Stupid. One in high school. One.
So what got us down this road is, I guess, an old man started shooting at a bunch of 14-year-olds because they ding-dong ditched him.
Ding-dong bang.
Ding-dong. Look, back in the 90s, all acceptable, no one gives a fuck. Now you got motherfuckers that are all fucking
PTSD. I've definitely been shot at in a neighborhood. And I don't know that he was trying to kill us. But he was trying to scare the fuck out of us.
It's all rocks, light, and nails, dude.
I will tell you this. If you know for a fact you're 100 yards away, going to shoot a shotgun.
Yeah. And he's, yeah.
We can even go way less.
Yeah, but as a 12-year-old kid, that's scary as fuck, dude. Oh, my
God. Also, rock salt hurts like a motherfucker, dude.
Like, one of y'all heard the sound. You're like, I got shot.
So that gives me a little bit of hope. At least there's still some hard motherfuckers out there. There's some 12-year-old or 14-year-old somewhere that are like, nah, when 20 years from now, they're going to be like, when I was 14, we got shot at for ding-dong ditching.
Well, it's crazy to me.
Fuck yes. Honestly, I'm so down. Now I'm on board with this old man. Because now it's teaching a different, like, dude, you want to get real? Like, oh, ding-dong ditch, dude. Like, you may get shot. You may not. I don't fucking know who lives in that house, but.
Of course, that could also be the pissed off guy that's like, this is the third fucking time today. And he's like,
God damn, you die.
And he's not shooting a shotgun from 100 yards away. He's like, no, I'm fucking killing people now. Like,
now you fucked up.
Who wants it? Who wants it? All the kids in the neighborhood. All the dog, that fucking Jerry next door. You want some, Jerry?
Gotta get him before he gets out the yard.
The whole neighborhood, the business.
Mow your fucking grass, Jerry.
Dude, you better hit him before he gets out the yard.
Just bang, he just loses his
shit.
You want some bang? Fucking
ding dong ditch, dude. He lost it.
Shit happens. Dude just fucking murdered 12 people.
It happens. Dude.
All over a fucking two kids ding dong.
Ding dong.
Killed them too.
God damn it.
That's the last one. I'm fucking done. Babe, I'm going to prison.
I have no soliciting sign outside my door.
Yeah, me too.
And this guy answered.
I'm old.
This guy ding donged me. Old. And he stayed out there and I was like, I looked at him, I was like, you don't see the sign for no soliciting? He's like, no, I'm not trying to solicit, I'm just trying to tell you that, like, since you have a little bit of hail damage on your car, we can fix it for free. And I'm like, go get my gun, bro.
For free?
I'm about to go get my gun, and it's going to be bad. And I was like, you just got to get out of here, bro. And I closed the door.
Yeah, no one in this area fixes
Matt Taylor's going to open his door, like, and they're going to be like, you want to talk about our Lord and Savior? And he's like, you're about to meet him. Kaboom!
No, I did not get this.
Tell him I said hi.
I said this on the show. I since I'm a new homeowner, I did have two Mormons come to me, but it was two chicks, bro. And I was like, dude. I was like, what are y'all doing? Oh, we just want to talk to you about Jesus. And I was like, y'all need to be safe. What are two girls walking around knocking on people's doors asking about Jesus? Like, yeah, come on in.
I know you're like, I got two little girls back here right now. Year old like, girls. Crazy. Like, what are y'all doing?
And I'm like,
dear penthouse, like, I never thought it would happen to me.
I know. So I told him to be safe, and then I told him to
just fucking manifest.
But this was before the no soliciting sign, so I didn't tell him to fuck off.
You didn't. You were like, you.
I told him I was like, y'all need to be safe. What are y'all two girls doing? Like, oh, we're
also, y'all
on our mission, and I was like, well, y'all need to be safe and fuck off.
I'm so you know where you fucked up, dude? You should have invited him in.
And for a taste of the blood of Christ, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's talk about religion, you know?
No, because then
Jesus, I'm sorry. No, God, I'm sorry about this, dude, but it's funny.
But get this, if they're Mormons, then you gotta marry two chicks, right? I'd have to marry both of them.
They came as a prize piece.
You have to? It's like a rule.
Why would you not?
Well, they're going to be like sister wives.
But once you marry two chicks, they have to obey you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Could you imagine two chicks just telling you couldn't do shit?
But I don't want to spend that much time.
It's not like that. It goes the other way,
and
bro.
They start tag teaming you. They're like, nah, go ask Brittany, dude.
This is why people kill themselves.
I'd rather spend money on one chick instead of two chicks.
Fucking lies.
That's facts, but then you have a daughter.
Whoa. We're not getting the kids involved in this. This is just strictly man and two women, dude.
Yeah, but I would have unconditional love for my daughter.
But eventually, you're going to have 18 fucking kids.
18?
Yeah, well, because there's two. That's 8 apiece or 9 apiece.
Yeah, dude. You literally double the amount of times that you get laid. Like, one of them's like, I'm not in the mood. And the other one's like,
you got to one of the wives is going to be like, I needed another sister wife. Like, you're a real piece of shit. I need more time.
Damn. And you're like, that sounds like really a lot of work. I'd rather just be single and play video games.
I know. I hate playing Xbox. That's a Shane Gillis bit. I hate playing Xbox by myself.
Dude, you should become the Mormon swindler, dude. Mormon. But without killing him.
Yeah.
Just like become the Mormon that just bangs them all. And they're like, no, I'm at vasectomy, like none of your Got 10 him. Wives, not a fucking single kid.
Got him.
Bang, bitches, and you're Mormon. You can't divorce shit. You're in it to win it. I'll keep trying.
Got a 5-bedroom house. They're all bunk rooms for my ladies.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Just having bro parties and shit. Just you can bang my lady. No, don't do that. Don't do that, because then they're going to have kids.
You make those ones, but not these ones.
So get this. Would you respect one woman more or two wives more?
Listen.
I can't speak to this.
I have a wife. So I am personally a one-woman man.
I have historical.
If I'm Mormon,
do you pick your favorite wife? You're like, this one's my bottom bitch.
No, they're all my
wife. No, you definitely have to keep a bottom bitch, because she's got to keep all the rest of them in line.
Oh, like a mom bitch.
House mom.
But you bang the house mom?
Yeah, she's wife number one.
She's the one that you only do the taxes in front of. You know, the other ones don't get to see the tax papers.
Because they don't get any pay.
Yeah.
Like, fuck them.
You and the bottom bitch get the tax return.
You're a sister wife. You're not the wife. Like, goddamn it.
We've strayed so far from talking about Jesus.
What were we talking about?
Jesus.
Dude, yeah.
All right.
No, we were talking about
things on Dish. Now we're talking about
what you actually brought up is fucking Jehovah's Witnesses. Ding Dong just tore apart Mormons.
Ding Dong Dish jumped very quickly to Ding Dong.
You can actually literally get online and have Jehovah. You can set up an appointment.
Dude, all of y'all got appointments this week, dude. All of y'all
dude,
got
good luck getting through the gate, dude. It says, like, you will get shot. I don't have dogs anymore, but it does say
beware of dogs. I'm going to post your gate code on the fucking ad.
Fuck yeah. Dude. Fucking just got a fucking line of cars at the fucking house. Dude.
And after 6 hours of dealing with them, you're gonna come outside and be like, "What the fuck?"
They're like, hit them with numbers. Eventually, they'll just say yes, so we'll get the fuck out of here.
I married three of them.
Jehovah's Witness. Well, fucking, they're all on bikes. So, like, you know what? Good luck, motherfuckers, getting down that dirt road. Your little bicycle, dude. Hope you got a dirt bike. Or a fucking BMX bike.
Damn, that would be kind of cool. Actually,
yeah, just hit it like a 10-mile dirt you're like, fucking bro. Road.
All right, yeah, let's talk. But first, I'm going to rip it up real quick. All right.
You got to bet them, like, hey, I'll listen to you, but you got to do a 360 on that bicycle. Dude. All right. Go. The problem is, dude just, like, does, like, a 540, and you're like,
do Jehovah's Witnesses
fuck
allow?
Off. Get off my purple.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Do a Jehovah's Witnesses allow?
You're just like, all right, come in here. Let's take a shot. Fuck you. You're not a... Let's do take a shot.
Yeah. Shot glasses.
All right. Where were we, though? Where did this come from?
Oh, no. We're gonna talk about something. Oh, we can talk about hot dogs.
Are we really going to get into dogs?
The dogs. Where are my dogs?
All right. This may be irrelevant to some of y'all, but there's a little place downtown Austin.
Into the mic.
Called Buffalo Billiards. I don't know if y'all know Buffalo Billiards.
Yeah.
If you've ever been there, this isn't now. So for all y'all Austinites listening, none of this shit fucking is relevant to you. But back in the day, the outside Buffalo Billiards just hammered for like 9-9.
Care shots. This guy.
And fucking, there was this little tiny one dude taco, or not taco stand. Oh, hot dog stand. And man, he did a sauerkraut dog in my whole life.
Wait, is that the whole story?
Best hot dogs in my whole fucking life.
Fuck you. Fuck you for telling me that story.
And I'm.
You know what's cool, man? Back in the day, it was Rapolo's Pizza, man. And you get all fucked up right in front of there and then get a pizza slice and sit on the curb. It was good as fuck.
Yeah, I like Rapolo's. Rapolo's was tight.
What was that? Like right? That was like right in the little window.
Nah, it was right across from the
hot dog stand.
Yeah.
So at the Phillies, whatever the fuck, what stadium is that? I don't even know.
It doesn't matter. It's in Philly.
They had buy one, get one hot dogs.
People suck.
Right?
No, it was dollar hot dog night.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Dollar hot dog?
Dollar hot dog night.
Cheap hot dogs.
50 cent hot...
Dollar hot dog night.
And apparently they're getting rid of the hot dog situation because people in Philly can't handle too many.
Yeah, the problem is if you do dollar hot dog night when they're usually $10, somebody's going to go up to the window and be like, give me 10 of those motherfuckers. They're going to eat two of them. They're going to throw 8 of them at people.
For a dollar? I'm not coming up there with two.
It's about to get real fucked up.
And now there's 40,000 motherfuckers.
I think this... So this is the problem. Like, they made excellent revenue, like, selling the hot dogs, but it was a problem because they live in Philly and the people suck.
That's so they true. Didn't clean it up? Of course not.
I mean, if you're going to throw, you know, 15 hot dogs, you can eat five, right?
It would be really cool if it was also, like, bring your dog to... So, like...
Everyone's all the fighting. Dogs are just eating dogs. Just eating
fucking dogs.
Dang. And it cleans itself up. Everybody's happy. I mean? Dog shit all over the car on the way home.
Fuck the turf. No one gives a fuck about Philly anyway. Shit all over that motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to see someone from the Phillies slip in dog shit.
Dude, we
twist
should
their
somehow
ankle.
Try to get a convention of dogs on Phillies fucking baseball.
And feed them chili. Hormel chili from the can.
Just straight up.
No, dude. Give them those little chili cheese. Fucking the Frito pies that just come in the bag of Fritos.
Oh yeah, it's like a bomb. Yeah. You just fucking throw that shit.
Hey, this was a random intrusive thought that I just had, but like, you know, the outdoor stadiums,
mm-hmm.
like there's birds around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I got like a bag of rice in my, or like some alcohol, and then maybe I throw
laxatives
up in the air when someone hits a home run, and maybe a bird gets it, and then it goes poof.
Are laxatives, like, and they shit everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Rice, well, that blows them up. But also, Alka-Seltzer blows them up. Maybe where you're at's like more humane, but yeah,
still fun.
You see where I'm at with
this?
Yeah.
Oh, Randy Johnson made birds exploding fun to watch.
Yeah.
107 fucking miles an hour exploding bird. You disintegrated a fucking bird with a fucking fastball.
You know, I read that they say
probably
that,
what he's like, dude, that wasn't a fastball. It was a fucking changeup. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
You know, I read that they say that
there would be no feathers if I hit him. Fastball.
They say that Nolan Ryan was actually throwing harder than anybody ever in history.
Yeah,
that the mile per hour things were all fucky back in the day.
I'm not buying that.
I don't know, dude. He struck out.
You don't strike out dads and then turn around and strike out the dad's sons while you're still pitching in the MLB.
And that's, pitching nine inning
games. That's 20 years of generation.
And pitching nine
that
inning
games. Literally you couldn't adapt enough to hit my fastball. Been here for 40 years, motherfucker. Your dad couldn't hit me. You can't hit me. Your son ain't going to be able to hit me either.
Yeah.
So clearly.
I think he was throwing 110, dude.
This is Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan, dude.
Anybody that talks like that was throwing 110.
I can throw 110.
All right, so
Nolan
you're
vouching
for that. American speedometers were fucked
and
they're never
slow.
Which, honestly, you're right. Because back in the day, how are they? The technology was, I don't think it was there.
Questionable.
I don't think it was there for MLB.
That's kind of a bitch move, though, to be like, oh, no, I just didn't win because I had the Mad Catz controller. You know what I mean? Like, that's whack. Oh, no, I had the Player 2 controller, so I didn't.
It's not him calling that out. It's not him.
It's just the speedometer that's just
it's,
calling.
It's like baseball fucking.
But it's still motherfuckers being like, oh, no, he just. So they're sucking his dick so hard that they're like, he just didn't win because he had the Player 2 controller. If he had had the Player 1 controller.
No, he definitely won.
Kids
no, bro, he definitely won. He still went down as the best Hall of Fame pitcher that's ever fucking happened. He has records that nobody is ever going to touch. Ever again. He literally has records that are like nobody's going
to
touch.
It's literally impossible for anyone to touch Nolan Ryan's records because the rules in MLB have changed.
Yeah.
And therefore, you cannot pitch a full weekend, right? Because if you pitch a full game, you have to sit for, what, 2 games? 48 hours?
Bro, and they don't even pitch full games. Nobody pitches
a
full game anymore.
They're calling, we had the combined no-hitter.
Dude, jerk off in your own fucking face.
You had four motherfuckers throw no hit. Dude, eat shit. Dude, Nolan Ryan pitched like literally 27 innings back to back. Also, maybe one of those was a no hitter. Maybe the other one had one hit. And Ventura got his face knocked in on Sunday.
Hey, wait, hold up. I want to take a shot with you. We got to talk about this whiskey.
All right. I'm just saying, no, it's not like that. He did win. He will go down as the greatest pitcher of all time. Like, that, it's not that. And he's also not the one calling it out. It's the scientists and researchers that say, you know.
Y'all remember that show back in the day? Was it Sports Science?
Yeah, they used to do something like that.
That, you know, that's actually where that statistic you were telling me about, that it's you have a millisecond to decide where you're gonna.
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
This is our taste. This is our taster shot. So
tasters.
So focus.
Tasters. Right. Focus, Matt Taylor. Whiskey Wizard.
I did not. I provided this bottle, but this was supposed to be a backup bottle. So we're on the Whiskey Wizard's backup bottle.
Sweetness. It's a little sweet.
Yeah.
Three.
You know what I like? I like.
Sure.
I like being.
Pay attention.
What, do you think it's sweet?
The whiskey. Is the whiskey sweet? He's trying to know.
Was that a pinky out sip?
It was.
Just checking.
It's the gayest shit I ever saw.
Call this gay. Call this gay.
All right, sweetness.
I'm just kidding. You gonna make the sounds on the thing?
Sweetness. How do we feel? Three? Are we cool with that?
Yeah.
Crunch.
Definitely sweet.
I think it's pretty smooth.
I'm not going to go with that on that. Not like unsmooth, but like not like a cue ball smooth.
Cue ball smooth. I like that.
You know, it's not buttery.
We're on crunch? Crunch.
Like peanut butter, where it's got a little graining, but it's not.
I don't feel the graining at all.
Yeah.
No, smooth. No. It's the taste.
I'm going to go two.
Two.
Yeah.
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 Bite. Yeah.
Got a little bit.
Three?
Only a little bit, though. Three. It was very middle of the road tonight.
Bottle. We've done this before. It's got the, there's like a song.
The fucking, bottle's what cool. Is, what do you call the these? Heritage is cool. Three.
Three. Drunkenness. How do we bottle? Feel?
Well, CT's drunk.
It's not as good. I like it.
Three. I don't think it's anything fancy.
Two. I'll go three.
Drunkenness. I don't know. It's working.
Two and a half.
Yeah. Three.
Well, so I've been out
it's a 90
it.
Proof.
I've been out it. I'm going to go with five.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
Dude, you're fucking wasted right now. Look at you.
Is this what we're going to call it? Damn,
dude. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if it's got a high proof, it's a little bit high. You know, 90.
I'm gonna call it three. I'm not a master whiskey person, so for me, it's got to always it's a notch higher. And that's okay because other drink whiskey, and they don't. That's not their choice of drink.
What
and
do you? Fun. What? Where do you take this bottle?
Anywhere.
Like fucking.
Like if I got this bottle, I'm gonna go anywhere I want to go.
Your kids' graduation, fucking
church.
You know the DMV.
DMV is smart.
Yeah, definitely get my driver's license.
Yeah, for sure. I can see that.
Or a passport, because I'm sitting there for 10 hours.
You got to do something, right?
Who sent that?
Just like crooked-eyed, and you're fucking... Like, sit straight. I'm fucking straight, motherfucker.
You're,
like,
you're no. Just sitting in the parking lot of the DMV and down in this bottle.
Nothing else matters.
No, who sent that video where it was like he was trying to fit the water bottle, and then the Coke bottle, and then the Jack Daniels fit perfectly in his little square?
Oh, that shit was
cup
cool.
And the
cup evolution holder. Of the cup holder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked everything about that bottle, that
clip.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen, except for the bottle.
The I'm evolution not a big fan of the cup holder whiskey. Is a whole topic. It goes all over.
Because it's like,
what do you Stanley. Mean?
It's like phone chargers. Can y'all all just get on the same fucking page?
Yeah, one universal phone
Apple
charger.
Apple just went to the
USB-C. When? Because it ain't the iPhone 15.
Yeah, it's the brand new one.
That's or coming that's out
or
no, that's coming out because they ain't done it yet. Out, the 15's out and it's only
hey,
a fucking
hold on. Lady. Hey, hold on, moment of truth. Is the Apple Vision Pro that VR fucking thing? Is that what do you call it?
It's USB-C? Cool. It's cool as fuck.
I'm not a tech person, so this is where I'm at. Guys.
Augmented reality?
No. What's this charger for that? What's the
That's probably a USB-C.
All right.
Their MacBooks and their iPads and everything else is USB-C. The phones are still Lightning though.
All right, so that's what, then it'll probably change on
you
the next generation.
You know why? Fuck you.
When? I just don't fucking get it. Just team the fuck up, Don.
I don't think so, dude.
Why not? Everyone's apps will be compatible. Everyone will buy the ads because they're compatible.
No, they won't.
Why not?
Because nobody buys free shit, dude.
Well, they
wait. Wait. No, that's not, actually right.
Not. Yeah, well, yeah, but not all
I don't agree with you, but you're 100% right. How the fuck does that work?
Yeah, you don't make money off of that. Fuck,
man. Nobody buys free shit, dude. Well, fuck.
I honestly feel like that's how people are making internet money.
What? Magic?
No.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Fucking magic, dude.
You get ad revenue for every ad you play on your video. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we make so much money. That's why the studio is so elaborate.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, we're sitting literally in a crystal ball.
This is a bomb-ass man cave. We should throw stones.
No, not in a crystal house, dude. Actually, let's do it. You can't break this shit. Diamond.
Dude, that's bullshit. I break crystal. See it.
But after, right, after I break Crystal, I just go to
Destiny. Do we want to talk about emotional support ducks, or do we want to talk about Devil's Cove?
Dude, let's talk about emotional support ducks.
Yeah, you leave Devil's Cove. Right? Honestly, this is going to tie pretty well.
Yeah, ever get fucked up by a duck in Devil's Cove?
All right, so guy brings his emotional support duck into a Buc-ee's. And for those of you that are listening outside of Texas, a Buc-ee's is an
Walmart gas station.
It's literally in Colorado. It's in Tennessee.
Not like,
it's
I said that backwards. That's like the pizza chicken shit.
It's a hyperinflated.
It's the best fucking dream you could have, but at a gas station.
It's a gas station. That's the size of a Walmart. What is it? That's 20, the right way to
30,
say it.
30, 40, 50,000 square fucking feet.
Building. It's overrated, dude. It's an overrated gas station.
The Beef and Nuggets is pretty fucking good.
It's a tourist gas station.
They got a clothing department there.
You know, damn well.
Here's the deal.
You can buy a fucking set of Longhorns, a cowhide.
I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm not saying it's not cool.
Buy a grill, you know what I'm
They got clean bathrooms. They got beef jerky. They got... You know what I mean? Listen,
beaver nuggets.
Jalapeno peanut brittle. That shit's fucking pretty good.
They're psychological engineering in there. Insane. There's like gotta be like an air freshener.
Oh, you think it's the Illuminati?
Also they own every single billboard.
So clean.
Up and down the interstate.
When that air freshener goes off, there's gotta have some particular thing in it. It's like go buy spend $100.
Oh, that's called Fabuloso, dude.
I mean, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's like a casino. Yeah. Dude, it's like a casino. If you think about how it's laid out. And they've got the fucking tile sections and the carpet sections. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to spend money in here. You can't see outside. There's no windows. Right?
Yes, you can't. You're like, just pumping oxygen. Everyone's lit as fuck. You were asleep 5 seconds. Now you're lit. You're ready to roll. Buy some shit. Wife gets up from fucking dead. And she's like, I know. Nope, I need this.
Dude, and it's a party. There's fucking, you got beaver nugs over here. We're dumping fucking Dr. Peppers on the floor over here. But don't worry, they're going to clean that shit up. Bathroom's super clean, too.
She doesn't even have to piss anymore.
There's fucking, like, chicks have their tits out. And we're buying fucking Texas stickers and coolers and fucking boats. Do you have boats? Do you have a boat section?
All of a sudden, you need a cowboy hat?
Buc-ee's. You want to buy a boat?
And then Buc-ee's. you walk out and you kind of fucking do the like drunk waver thing.
Oh, you're fat.
And then you're like, whoa, what the fuck just happened?
Everyone slows that was at wild. That
I just spent all my vacation money at the fucking gas station on the way to vacation.
I spent $27 on a bag of peanut brittle. What the fuck? Bro, it's got jalapenos in it. It's green. It's good.
They're pumping fucking shit in the air in there, man.
Yeah, it's a fuck. You're right. It's good.
So right. Anyway,
but there's no winning. The win is to take a piss and get the fuck out.
No winning at the casino.
No one does that because dude. Why'd you pull over,
bro?
You had to get gas.
No,
you
I'm skipping
somebody.
I'm straight up skipping Buc-ee's most of the time because I'm like, dude, I'm gonna take a piss. Right. I'm gonna get gas. I'm gonna go.
Check this out.
You can't go to Buc-ee's because it's fucking hard to get all in right. there. And then you got to go inside, yep. And this is a whole ordeal.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But the closest Buc-ee's is in Bastrop, right?
No, there's.
There's one.
Check this out.
There's actually one in.
It's one off 290 headed or.
Yeah, it's on 290. It's the smallest Buc-ee's on the planet.
Oh, it's a baby Buc-ee's. It's a little, dude. It's a little pup buck,
it's
dude.
It's a little pup Buc-ee's, dude.
Fuck them, dude. So check this out. Yeah. One time. Like, my wife is obsessed with Buc-ee's. She's like, we're going by Buc-ee's. I'm like, no, we don't just spend $100. Just at a fucking gas station. Like, it's not reasonable, right?
It's not that we can't, it's that we shouldn't. Dude. That's not a reasonable adult right. thing to do.
Oh, I missed the Buc-ee's. We're at a truck stop, dude.
So we're
she's like, fuck that. Go underneath the toll road, turn around. We're hitting six dude. More tolls. We got to come dude. Back. We got to right. do the full circle and get back to Buc-ee's.
You know the Buc-ee's in, what is it, like headed towards San Marcos or in San Marcos, whatever New Braunfels,
yep.
right? That's yep. huge, right? So like, we're headed to the beach, right? And I'm like, all right, I got to.
This is why you go 183 down
she
the
goes,
Corpus.
She goes, what are you ferry? Doing? I said, I'm not going 35. We're going to go the back way. It's nice and easy and shit. Like, fucking took some back roads. And I avoided the Buc-ee's. Well, lo and fucking behold, dude.
Little Buc-ee.
Little
Buc-ee. Sounds like a rapper name.
Dude, we're like Lil 2 Buc-ee. Hours outside of Austin. 3 hours.
Motherfucker over
almost
here.
There. And then nice little intersection comes up. Like, we're crossing over. Like, I-10, right? I think is what we're crossing over. And fucking, lo and behold, dude, the biggest motherfucking Buc-ee's I've ever goddamn seen.
Spent $200, right?
Fuck, I think it was like $4. It was so. We bought.
You're
a
like, babe, we bought a barbecue pit. I don't have a trailer.
I fucking
what
tried.
The fuck are we doing?
We bought a cow high. That, you know what I mean? That was $250. Unreasonably priced. Dumb as fuck. Bought a hat that I definitely didn't need. I had like five hats.
Or wear. I don't know.
I like the hat I have in my truck. This is just, I don't know why I'm buying. There's drugs inside the Bucky's air. And I'm going to leave it right at that.
You think if they make weed legal that Bucky's will sell some weed?
Yeah.
Bucky Nugs?
Bucky Nugs? Yeah, dude.
Bucky Blunts, Bucky Nugs.
Bucky Blunts, bro.
Dude, they're going to open a Bucky's in, like, Oregon. Bucky Lines, dude. Bucky Shirts. Bucky F. We got Bucky's ass everything. And he's just all hustler, drooped dude. Out and shit. He's all like cracked out.
Little Bucky over there.
Bucky looks bucked out.
All right, guys. Whiskey and Whiskers website is up. It's whiskeyandwhiskerspodcast.com. If you like to support the show, there's links to our Patreon account starting at just $1 a month. At whiskeyandwhiskerspodcast.com, you can also find links to our social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. New podcasts every week. New content all the time. We'll see you next week.